Moses and Cain the Prophet. One day Moses, while Yosheb and Nun was accompanying him, went to visit Cain, the other divine prophet, to learn about what God has inspired and taught him. They visited Cain in a place and Moses went ahead, greeted him and said, "Do you allow me to follow you, and would you teach me the things God has taught you?" Cain replied, "You're not strong enough to accompany me." Moses said, "Why do you say so?" Cain said, "How can you have patience for what you know nothing of?" Moses said, "I hope you'll find me a patient man, and I shall never disobey you in whatever you order me." Cain said, "So if you're going to accompany me, don't ask me about the things you see until I'll explain them for you myself." Moses said, "By all means, I shall do so." Moses accepted whatever Cain told him, and they started going towards a ship to board. When the ship anchored near a port, Moses saw Cain making a hole in the ship. He was very surprised and said to him, "What are you doing? Do you want to drown all the passengers on this ship?" Cain replied, "Didn't I tell you that you're not tolerant and patient enough to accompany me?" Moses said, "Oh, I totally forgot it. Don't reprimand me, and don't deprive me of the honor of your companionship." Cain did not say anything else, and they got off the ship and continued their way. As they were walking along, they happened to see a nice boy. Cain rushed to the boy, caught him, and killed him immediately. Moses, shocked by what he had seen, turned to Cain and said, "Why did you kill an innocent boy who had done no crime? It was really a cruel and evil deed." Cain said, "Didn't I tell you beforehand that you could not accompany me?" Moses said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry for that. If I ever ask you anything from now on, I shall quit accompanying you and move away." They continued their way, and after walking for a long time, they became hungry and tired. They arrived in a village and asked the people for some food to satisfy their hunger, but the people of the village refused to give them food and did not treat them with hospitality, so they left the village. While they were still hungry, as they were leaving the village, they saw a wall which was about to be collapsed. Cain said, "We shall now rebuild this wall." Moses said, "Rebuild this wall in the middle of a desert?" Cain said, "Yes." Moses said, "I wouldn't be so much surprised if I knew you were rewarded for rebuilding this wall." Cain said, "Now you've broken your vow for the third time. It's time to part. But before this, I'd like to reveal the secrets hidden in what I have done." The ship in which I made a hole in belonged to some poor people who were working on sea and earned their living this way. On their way, they would come across the agents of a king who had orders to seize all the new and well-made ships. So I made a hole in it so that it would look broken and useless, and the king wouldn't take it for himself. But coming to the boy whom I killed, he had pious and faithful parents, but he himself was an atheist, and there was the possibility that he would force his parents to accept atheism. As to this wall, it belongs to two orphans who used to have a faithful father. There is a treasure under this wall, and it was through the heavenly revelation that I was commanded to rebuild it, so that when these two orphans grow up, they can take it out and use it. I haven't done any of these according to my own will or desire, but I was appointed to do them by God's command. Then Moses and Kir bid each other farewell and departed.